Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, February 11th. You'll be interested to know, 56 years ago, today in 1970, Japan successfully launched its first satellite, sending a domestically built launch vehicle aloft and placing a new national space capability into orbit. This achievement marked a major milestone for Japanese science and engineering, inspiring future space programs and national pride in technological independence. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 24 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 38 and a light west wind at 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 23 and a gentle northwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be just before 6, with a low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 0 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 34 and a northwest wind near 10 mph. Then mostly clear Thursday night with a low around 16 and a light northwest breeze. Friday and Saturday stay mostly sunny with highs in the mid to high 30s and light west winds. Then Sunday is mostly sunny with a high near 37 before a chance of snow returns after 9 p.m. Sunday night, with lows around 27. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston's World Cup Fan Festival is set to take place at City Hall Plaza, following an announcement made by state and city officials on Tuesday. The Fan Festival will run for 16 days in June and July, with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu emphasizing its location as right in the heart of our city. She noted that the plaza was renovated to serve as a gathering space for thousands of residents and visitors, bringing energy, economic investment, and a global spotlight to local businesses. Governor Maura Healey expects more than 2 million international visitors around the World Cup, with details on the venue to be finalized soon, and the goal of making this a free experience. The matches at Gillette Stadium are projected to generate over $1 billion in local economic impact. Now on to sports. Future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander is returning to where it all began. The Detroit Tigers announced that they signed Verlander to a one-year deal worth $13 million, deferring $11 million to payments beginning in 2030. At 43 years old by opening day, Verlander joins a Tigers rotation led by two-time Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal. He has a career total of 266 wins. And is 34 wins shy of 300. Verlander expressed hope about reaching this milestone, stating, "If I can make 29, 30-plus starts, then it's possible." In local sports, the Chicago Bulls, with a record of 24-30, are looking to snap a 5-game losing streak against the Boston Celtics, who stand at 34-19. Tip-off is at 7:30 in Beantown. The Celtics have been strong against Eastern Conference teams, holding a record of 23 wins and 13 losses, while the Bulls are at 16 wins and 21 losses. In their last meeting on January 25th, The Bulls edged the Celtics 114 to 111. In top news, SafeMoon CEO Brayden John Caroney was sentenced to 100 months in prison for defrauding investors in the SafeMoon token. Caroney faced up to 45 years, but received a sentence of 8 years and 4 months. He was also ordered to forfeit $7.5 million. United States Attorney Joseph Novsella stated that Caroney deceived investors, including military veterans, to fund his lavish lifestyle. Caroney misappropriated funds meant for liquidity pools, acquiring over $9 million in crypto assets. His co-conspirator, Thomas Smith, pleaded guilty and is awaiting sentencing, while another alleged co-conspirator remains at large. In business news, a Bitcoin blunder for the ages has led to $40 billion accidentally given away. A botched prize giveaway at BitHum, a South Korean cryptocurrency exchange, has sparked controversy. Instead of distributing 620,000 Korean won, an employee mistakenly issued 620,000 bitcoins. The error caused a winner to momentarily hold more than $120 million in bitcoins. BitHum halted transactions after 30 minutes, as the market sank by 17%. Lawmakers are now calling for stricter regulations, while BitHum has proposed a customer protection fund of $70 million. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2.5% to about $69,000. Ethereum is down 5% to $2,000. And XRP is down 3% to $1.41. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A study has revealed that Pompeii's oldest baths show how dirty Roman hygiene could be. Mineral crusts preserved in these baths recorded contaminated, metal-laced water alongside chemical cycles linked to volcanic activity. Geoscientist Dr. Gul Sermalihindi documented that early bathwater came from mineral-rich wells that accumulated contaminants over time. The findings challenged the stereotype of clean Rome, showing that stagnant water conditions did not meet ideal hygienic standards. This study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, emphasizes the importance of understanding ancient water systems. In entertainment news, Britney Spears has sold the rights to her extensive music catalog, which includes hits like Baby One More Time and Toxic. The pop superstar sold her stake to Primary Wave, the same publisher that owns the catalogs of legends like Prince and Whitney Houston. While the exact amount Spears received is not confirmed, it is believed to be around $200 million. This trend of artists selling music rights is becoming common, with recent sales by other stars as well. Spears has not released a full album since Glory in 2016, but her influence remains significant in the industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. And he said, "The saddest aspect of life right now is that science gathers knowledge faster than society gathers wisdom." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.